Joylene Santos's phone has not stopped ringing. She's the vice consul of the Philippine Consul General in Honolulu. Her Hawaii office has been inundated with calls from families anxiously awaiting word from loved ones in the Philippines.
They've been calling the consulate. They've been sending messages over at their Facebook pages because they are concerned about the whereabouts of their family and loved ones whom they have not yet contacted.
Santos, who has family in Manila, says it's devastating to hear stories of people in the community who don't know the whereabouts of family back home.
I have colleagues, I have friends, classmates who have families in Leyte, in the devastated area, and until now they couldn't locate their families.
Hawaiian Telcom is offering free calls to the Philippines through November 30th. Others, like Coralie Matayoshi, are working to raise money. She's the CEO of the Hawaii chapter of the American Red Cross.
You know, the typhoon affected 4.3 million people, and there's about 1,200 evacuation shelters housing over 330,000 people. So clearly, this is a huge disaster, and we know that a lot of people in Hawaii have relatives there.
Matayoshi says the Hawaii Red Cross has set up a hotline to assist family members looking for missing relatives. Callers will be asked to give the name, address, and phone number of the missing person to a caseworker, who will then forward the information to colleagues in the Philippine Red Cross.
And so volunteers in the Philippines will check shelters and try to track down people at their residences. And what's good about this is that callers here in Hawaii will have a local contact that will keep them in contact with what's happening.
It's heartbreaking, really.
Maria Itrada is the president of the Filipino Chamber of Commerce in Hawaii. She says the timing of Typhoon Haiyan is particularly bad as it comes on the tail of an earthquake that rocked the country last month.
And the places where the earthquake was, this storm went through there too, plus other areas.
Itrada has been meeting with local organizations like the Filipino Community Center and COVO, the Congress of Visayan Organization. She's hoping to work together on recovery and relief efforts.
Sort of find a way that we can, you know, expeditiously collect money or, you know, get some funding for the victims and a lot of families there that were left homeless.
They're currently accepting cash donations that can be dropped off at the Filipino Community Center in Waipahu. Itrada and others in the Filipino community are already planning a benefit concert December 1st. For more information on local and national aid efforts, follow the links online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Molly Solomon for HPR News.